Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Sports memorabilia collecting has gone from hobby to hedge against inflation to investment strategy that sometimes outpaces Wall Street. The recent sale of the jersey worn by Toronto Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista during his famous bat flip got Bill Littlefield thinking about a missed opportunity.
A baseball under glass is worth how much? How do you tell? If it embodies history, I guess its worth could swell from what you first invested, even if that was a lot. And then you'd feel quite smart, I guess, for getting what you got. The baseball Mark McGwire hit, his 70th home run, which set the record some years back before most of the fun went out of records set that way, that is, through chemistry, sold for a great big bundle. So as you can plainly see, though Mark McGwire earned complaints and shouts of rage and hollers, the ball itself, unsullied, brought a cool $3 million. And now, of course, it isn't what it was in days of yore, for Barry Bonds eclipsed McGwire's record by some four. And as investments, are the balls Bonds hit a better buy? It's math on steroids, surely. And a smarter man than I will have to do the figuring, but let us move along. At some point 90 years ago or so, just for a song, you could have had a uniform Babe Ruth had lately worn. And though I'm old, I'm not that old, for I was only born the year the Babe departed life, but my dear father's dad sat next to Ruth at lunch one time, and if he'd had a tad more sense as a collector, maybe he'd have said, "My friend, I'd love to have a jersey worn by you, and to that end, I'll pay the lunch tab. How about that?" And had Babe gone along, my granddad would have had Ruth's shirt and had it for a song. So what, you might be saying, and I'll answer you this way. Ruth's jersey, circa granddad's time, would realize today some $4.5 million, give or take a buck. So having such a shirt would quite decidedly not suck. The trick, I guess, is knowing early where the value lies and which of many shirts or balls will, in collector's eyes, emerge much like a martyr's bones or relics of a saint. For good investments, well, they're good, and bad ones, well, they ain't.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll have a story from Kansas City about a broadcasting team bringing Royals play-by-play to fans who can't stand listening to Fox Sports' Joe Buck. And remember, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.